DJ Spooky wanted to better understand climate change, but books, films, and lectures weren't enough. So this top-selling hip-hop artist left behind his BlackBerry and the hip-hop scene in New York. Along with his crew and their sound system, he went to find out about climate change for himself. The result is an acoustic portrait of a rapidly changing continent under duress called Symphonia Antarctica.
The idea was to do an acoustic portrait of the ice, but that doesn't mean that it's like I'm playing strumming a guitar or anything. What it means is I'm looking at the landscape itself as an acoustic kind of, record collection, just using it as a sampling base. So I walked around with the mini studio and went to several of the main ice fields and tried to figure out how do you get this into something that is both a natural response, but also something that's highly complex. Because I don't want to... There's been several films about Antarctica and several art projects that various artists have done in the last couple of years. And I want to make my statement looking at this idea of polyrhythm, the wind and the ocean and even the penguins. If you ever hear sounds of penguins, they have a very cacophonous and sort of staccato style of speech. And you can do all sorts of stuff with that. If you're in Antarctica and you hear your one foot put in front of the other, you can just hear that echo around because there's no people whatsoever. And you realize how strange it is to make human sounds at all, like yell or calling out to some friends who might be in the other boats or anything. Anything human echoes through there in a way that just dwarfs all the ways we think of cities and stuff like that. So musically, what I was doing was trying to figure out, how do I translate this into electronics? How do I make a kind of mirror of this? So the music I ended up coming up with was very minimalist, but also very abstract. And it was also rhythmic in a different kind of way, because hip hop, techno, drum and bass, all these styles come out of the city and they reflect the urbanism of the reality of city blocks and repetition. But in that kind of landscape, it's a different kind of repetition. We need to understand in the 21st century, especially as weather gets different and flooding and so on is going on. I'm really looking at this project as a gambit for like climate literacy, let's put it that way, and bringing people into this idea of reading the planet as a text and realizing that yes, it can be changed, but also we should respect and preserve some parts of it. And I really think that Antarctica deserves to be a preserved wildlife area. I want people to feel like they're seeing something new, but also uniquely familiar and old, because the continent itself didn't really exist until 200 million years ago. And it's also a document of the last several hundred million years because of the ice capturing the dust in the air. So if you dig down 10 feet, 100 feet, you're going to be doing a sort of historical time journey or something, time travel. And the funny part about that is that the ice itself is a record, because if you play the idea of grooves, you can see layers and it, like rings of a tree, it's just something where things froze and were left as a document. How do you reactivate that? And that's something I was looking at more in the music. I don't fear the past. In fact, I think we live in a collective memory. I mean, there's so much that the world has taught us in terms of instinct, reflexive mechanisms, intuition. The ice brings all that to home. Antarctica is profoundly open because it's got an optical quality that draws the eyes in and just is stunning in a way that we really have no relationship to in terms of human-made constructions like cities, highways, bridges. It really made me feel like the landscape was about making us, or making me as an artist, realize that human life is just a transient phenomenon on the planet, and the planet will be here. Whether global warming knocks us out or we knock ourselves out, the planet has its own ways of dealing with things.
That's hip-hop artist DJ Spooky talking about his acoustic portrait of climate change called Symphonia Antarctica.